The North Carolina House of Representatives has released its proposed $22 billion budget for the state, and the debate has begun. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
This draft proposal would increase state spending by $1.3 billion. That's more than a 6% increase over last year's budget and three times what Governor Pat McCrory called for in his budget released earlier this year. In education, the House proposes $43 million in additional funds for textbooks and digital resources for students, $26 million to restore driver's education training in high schools. That was cut last year. The House wants to bump up pay for first-year teachers from $33,000 per year to $35,000, just as some lawmakers had promised. This is in addition to any salary supplements offered by local school districts. The draft also calls for a raise of at least 2% for all other teachers and funds the same number of teaching assistants in the classroom. And the proposal calls for a 2% raise for most rank-and-file state employees, a 2% cost of living increase for state pensioners. Add in a pay boost for the governor, and the House is proposing $361 million in salary increases for the next fiscal year. Now, that, of course, is just the tip of the budget iceberg. The 320-plus page bill deals with every aspect of state government, from port repairs to community mental health grants. One notable item absent from the draft budget, the House makes no mention of lowering the income taxes paid by individuals or companies. But tax credits and fee hikes are in the bill.
A quorum being present, the House Committee on Finance is now in session.
Last night, the Finance Committee ran overtime as they approved or amended a number of proposals. Take what you pay for services at the DMV.
You'll see in your packet there are 2 to 3 pages listed of all of the individual fees that are changing.
Denise Canada is an analyst with North Carolina's nonpartisan fiscal research division.
For an overall strategy, there's a 50% increase in almost all of the DMV fees that you see listed here.
That was approved. So, too, the partial restoration of the Historic Development Tax Credit, which is a tax rebate paid to developers or individuals who redevelop or rehab certain older structures. That's something Governor McCrory has been fighting for and the North Carolina Senate doesn't like. One amendment which was passed restores individual tax deductions for medical expenses. Originally, it would only apply to those 65 or older. Republican Julia Howard wanted to change that.
There's a lot of parents that have disabled children that need this desperately.
The original provision would cost the state an estimated $24 million per year. Eliminating that age restriction would more than double the cost, raising it to $54 million. Republican Nelson Dollar applauded the motive but questioned the spending.
You're moving major pieces of money around that you don't have.
Republican Paul Stamm agreed.
We just can't start unraveling tax reform at this stage.
Still, the amendment passed. Today, the full House Appropriations Committee will debate the bill, and it's likely going to be an all-day affair. But the proposal is still on track to make it to the House floor Wednesday or Thursday this week. Then it's off to the Senate. They'll have their own views of how best to spend taxpayer money. Senator Bob Rucho represents Mecklenburg County.
What we're very concerned about is spending.
And with that increase of more than 6% in the House budget,
I think the Senate is more in line with Governor McCrory's budget, which was about a 2.5% growth.
The Senate may also look to cut income tax rates, as they have in the past. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.